Absolute Thought Thinking. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Absolute Thought Thinking. How often do we have our absolute thought thinking? How often are we listening to the divine within ourselves, listening to that realm within ourselves, which is so comprehensive, so fantastic, so joyous, so marvelous? How often do we listen to that? And as we listen to that, what do we think? Are we thinking that the world is a great place to be? Are we thinking that the life that we're living is a wonderful thing to do? Are we thinking that the thought that the Absolute might think? Well, what sort of thought might the Absolute think? The Absolute might think the thought that all the world is good and beautiful. Now, the Absolute might also think the thought that the world is going in a downward direction, and that's by its choice, and that's a perfectly okay too. Now, therefore, when we arrive at the state of consciousness where we want to be master and direct our absolute thinking, then we had better make sure, before we direct our absolute thinking, we know which direction we want the absolute thinking to go into, which direction we want to go in with our absolute thinking. Because our absolute thinking is absolutely free to go in either direction, or in any of a billion zillion directions. The Absolute is not limited to anything. The Absolute is like the air. It can go up or down or in or out. The Absolute is like light. It can appear or not appear. If a moon gets in the way, the shadow is there, an eclipse is there, and we don't see the sun because the moon is in the way of the sun. And we say, my goodness sakes, how about that? Isn't that something? The moon is in the way of the sun. Yeah, and the moon is in the way of the sun. Now, is that good or bad or indifferent? It only depends on whether we want light from the sun or whether we like the moon doing just what it's doing. Now, do we like the moon to be doing just what it's doing? Do we like the moon to be in the way of the sun? Well, now, if the moon in the way of the sun is not anything that's objectionable to us, then that's perfectly okay. However, if the moon in the way of the sun is something that is not pleasant for us, if it is blocking the sun, keeping us from seeing light on earth, the earth is in a state of blackness, then yes, that's true. That's something that we do not want to have. Now, what is it that you want? What is it that I want? What kind of a world do we want? Well, the kind of world that we want is the kind of world that we get based upon the attitudes that we have in our mind. The kind of world that we want, the kind of world that we get, is based upon what our thinking is, where our thinking is going, what we are thinking about, what we believe is the most important thing in the world to think about. Now, what do you believe is the most important thing in the world for you to think about? Do you believe that the most important thing in the world for you to think about is the idea that everything is beautiful and everything is good? Is the most important thing for you to think about that all of the world is a delightful place to be? Well, if that is true, then go for it. Go for it. Because you may think whatever thought you want to think, and that's perfectly acceptable in the universal construct that we are living in. The universe does not say to us, you do not dare think a bad thought, or you do not dare think a good thought. It doesn't make such irrational comments. The universe allows us to think anything we want to think, and be anything we want to be. And of course, in thinking anything we want to think, we get exactly that type of response in our life of what it is that we're thinking about. Now, what is it that you would like to have as your absolute thought? What absolute thought thinking would you like to see fulfilled in your life? What absolute thought thinking would you like demonstrated in your world? What absolute thought thinking do you want to know in your life? Just decide for yourself. And when you decide for yourself, then beautiful things will take place. Beautiful things will be revealed to you, for you, through you, as you, and around you. You see, you have the privilege of making that decision. Sometimes we say we wish we didn't have the privilege. Well, we have it. We have the privilege of determining which direction we are going to go in our life, up, down, in, out. We have the privilege of choosing how we are going to think our thoughts, and what kind of thoughts we're going to think, and what we're going to get when we think whatever thoughts we think. What are the thoughts that you want to think in your life? What are the thoughts that you want to behold in your world? What are the thoughts that you feel are so fantastic and so wonderful and so grand that these are the very thoughts that are the most important thoughts for you to have in your mind? What are those thoughts? Well, that's up to us to make our decision about. Are you ready to make such a decision? Are you ready to make such a decision? Are you ready to determine what direction your thought is going to go? Are you ready? Now, just for instance, in a very ugly way, we find it no problem at all to tell our children how they should think. We find it no problem at all to tell our husband or wife or our mothers or fathers or whomever how to think. We find it no problem at all to tell the President of the United States how he should run the country. We find it no problem at all to say whether there should be war or whether there shouldn't be war. We find that no problem at all. And yet, are we really ready to be master of that sort of a thought thinking? Are we really ready to be in that absolute consciousness? Are we ready to say some wars are good and some wars are not good? Are we ready to say that some illnesses are beneficial and some are not beneficial? Are we willing to say that we want to have the beneficial illnesses? It's a silly thing to say, isn't it? That we want to have anything which is unlike the nature of our highest and best? Do we want to say anything in that direction? You see, it takes a training program to ourselves, about ourselves, about what the values are we have in our life. What things are really important for us? What things are really the things that make all the difference in the world for us? What values do you have? What values do I have? What is my life concept? Where do I want my life to go? Do I feel I want to tell the rest of the world whether it should have war or peace? Do I feel I want to tell the rest of the world whether they should have sickness or illness? Do I feel I want to tell the rest of the world whatever? Heavens only know. If I start doing that, then I have given permission by my doing that for the rest of the world to tell me how to run my life. Now, do I want the rest of the world to tell me how to run my life? I don't even know how to run my own life well enough without letting the rest of the world get in and start telling me how to run my life. I listen to the universal beingness within me, and I allow it to guide me in my thought, in my action, in my word, in my deed. I allow it to guide me in everything I do. And as it guides me in everything I do, I am acting in the most positive, beneficial, wonderful way that I could conceive of being. And there is no other path on the face of the earth as good as my own absolute consciousness guiding me in the realm of my life. Absolute thought thinking is not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. It's not beneficial or non-beneficial. It's just absolute thought thinking. So, we are here to be ourselves and have fun. We are here to enjoy life. We are here to think thoughts that are thoughts that are supportive of our attitude. And our attitude is an indication of what we think about absolute. What we think about absolute consciousness. What do you think about absolute consciousness? Do you think absolute consciousness is fabulous? Or do you think absolute consciousness has problems? Do you think absolute consciousness knows all things? Well, begin to trust right now. Trust everything that you would like to have. Trust everything that you would enjoy seeing in your life. trust it, know it, enjoy it, live it. And as you do this, you'll find that the greatness, the glory, the goodness of all that you could ever dream is what you had in mind in the first place. So join me today in having absolute thought thinking about myself, about my dreams, about my life, about my world, about my thought. And keep my nose out of other people's business, keep my nose out of other people's lives, telling them how to live their life and what to think and what to do, and be the most wonderful, fabulous, perfect being that could ever be known. Kind of interesting, isn't it? These are things that we think about from time to time, and the more often we think about them, the more often we get great results from them. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.